I'm going to be giving you a couple of suggestions as far as the compliance program is concerned, your baseline audit, the audit scrutiny that is currently going on. But first, let's talk a little bit about why the government feels that we need to change. And I have sort of darkened some of the key terms that I think are important to us as we look at converting to ICD-10. In the first place, they say accuracy is so very important. I have received a RAC audit letter this morning for one of my clients. It wasn't a large amount, $44, that they want returned, so that wasn't a huge concern. But I was in the Wichita, Kansas area last week, and in that particular area, they're receiving a lot of advanced med letters, RAC audit letters, and some of them are very concerning. Remember that the RACs can go back 3 years to audit your records, and the government has currently implemented a new algorithm to help detect any type of unusual activity, coding activity. They're doing data mining to actually analyze the data. And so they say that we're not coding accurately and that we're not being specific enough. And medical necessity is the big word, the key word that everyone is using. They don't think that some of the services that we provide were actually medically necessary, that we could have done it in a more efficient manner.